You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Daniel, this is your first meaningful December game since you've been here. How excited are you and your team for these games coming up?
We're extremely excited. I think we're fired up, ready to go. It's a divisional game, like you said, a meaningful game in December, and this is where you want to be. These are the games you want to play in, so we're all fired up and can't wait to get out there.
When you look at where you are as a football team, you know, very good record, but the last 2 weeks you've lost ball games. Do you think you need to get your mojo back as a team to build some momentum again?
You know, every week's a big game, and the last two haven't gone great, but our visions are set, you know, forward. We're going forward and looking forward to this opportunity. So it's a big game for us, like we said, a divisional game, a meaningful December game. So we're fired up, we're ready to go, and no doubt it's a big game.
What kind of respect do you have for this Washington team?
They're a good team. Been playing really well on defense. Up front, they're talented, you know, with a lot of really good players up front and in the back end too. So they're a good team, and we'll have to play a good game.
Daniel, how do you expect your team to respond this week?
I expect us to respond well. I expect us to play a really good game, play a clean game, and you know, that's what we're certainly planning on doing. So I think the guys, you know, our mindset's right, our approach is right, and we'll focus on what we have to do this week at practice and make sure we're in a good spot going into Sunday. But I think we're all fired up. We're all excited for the opportunity.
What's it like to sort of be in the playoff race? Like, you haven't sort of been in this kind of spot like late in the season. And what are your expectations?
It's exciting. I think this is where you want to be. These are the games you want to play in. And to be part of it is exciting. But, you know, it still comes down to 1 week at a time to you know, taking care of business and focusing on what's immediately in front of you, and that's the, you know, the only way you're going to be in the position you want to be in at the end of the season. So that's what we're focused on, taking care of business this week and playing as well as we can.
I don't know if anyone asked you, but Chase Young could make his return this week. What kind of difference would that make, or to have a guy like that back in the lineup for them?
Yeah, he's a good player. Played against him in the past, and you know, has the ability to affect the game from a pass rush standpoint, and certainly in the running game too. So he's a good player. They got a lot of good players up front. So we'll have a plan for him. You know, a lot of faith in our guys. They've been playing really well too.
How much is that kind of what sticks out when you look at them? Is that front that they have there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly the strength of their defense is those guys up front. But they got players across the board who can make plays, and you know, we'll have a plan for them.
Daniel, you've rode the run this year, both as a quarterback and as an offense. What do you guys got to do to get that going again?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just comes down to executing and making sure we're, you know, putting ourselves in good position each play to execute, and we're doing our job. So that falls on all of us to do that, preparing each week at practice or each day at practice and setting up, you know, well for Sunday.
What do you say to the idea that people think that Saquon's slowing down here? The usage is starting to catch up to him. What have you seen in that regard, and what do you say to that theory?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's people are going to talk and you know, look for something to say, but I certainly haven't seen that. I think he's he's playing well, and I'm excited for excited to watch him get out there on Sunday.
Daniel, what's impressed you the most about Brian Daboll as a head coach and the way he's connected with the players and just led this team in general?
I think guys have responded to his style of coaching, his way of relating to players, and I think he's done a good job planning each week and making sure we're prepared as a team based on what the other team's doing. So I feel like we've been prepared for pretty much everything this year.
Do you think his approach is a player friendly approach, and if so, why?
I think so. I mean, I think he tries to build genuine relationships. I think it starts there, and he's done a good job with that.
When you guys are going through a losing streak like this, because you guys won so many games, is it easier to think of yourselves as winners who are in a rut rather than getting bogged down in the recent results?
I think we still have a lot of confidence in this team. I don't think anyone's anyone sees reason to lose faith or lose confidence in our team. We're a good team, and certainly we need to do some things better over the last couple of games that we haven't done, that we were doing better in the beginning of the year, but we're confident, and we're a good football team.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.